Daily Mite. If we don't have His righteousness, we have nothing. Those who are so proud of their own success and their own righteousness, who thank God that they are not as other men, Luke chapter 18, verse 11, they tend to look down on others and have no mercy, no compassion, no sympathy. But in God's sight, such self-righteous pride is the worst sin of all. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Pride comes before a fall, and some people have to really go through a lot before they get humbled. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Like King David, he probably had a lot of spiritual pride that had to be humbled, because look what a great hero he was to begin with. Even as a little boy, he fought and killed a lion and a bear to protect his father's sheep. Then he killed Goliath, the giant, and all Israel knew what a great hero he was. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 through 37, verse 49, and chapter 18, verse 6 and 7. But apparently, he became lifted up in pride, and thereby fell into great sin. Worst of all, he became a self-righteous sinner because he covered it up and pretended to be so righteous. Finally, the judgments of God fell, and he lost everything. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 12. But look what a marvelous change occurred in him when the Lord really humbled his spiritual pride. Lord, help us to remember, we haven't got anybody's righteousness except yours, and you're the only one who can give it to us. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9.